Hey, hey, howdy, howdy, and happy, happy day. Lots of repetition there. There's repetition every day on the news. That's all you see is tariffs, this, and Russia, and the Ukraine. Repetition that's required. I get it. And what repetition's going on in North America? Hey, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. of A., everybody's squabbling. Tariffs. I think tariffs are bad when you look at them initially, and you look at them as a standalone. They're bad. Prices will increase, but you can't look at it like that. It's part of a package. It's part of an economic package, and you have to look at it with regard to taxes going down, government involvement in business changing. They're getting out of people's businesses, and they're selling businesses that they actually own, and they're finding money, the Doge thing. Trillions of dollars is, you know, it's a whole package. And when you look at a package all together, it's great. Tariffs are part of that. And so... if things cost more, you need to think about the whole deal, the bigger picture. Bigger picture is very important. Now, unfortunately, though, it has caused a lot of emotion between the countries, Mexico and Canada, and Canada more so than Mexico, I think, because they're really fighting back. You have this fake patronism going on now because the prime mistake of Canada over the course of the last 10 years has repeatedly said Canada is not a nation with culture. It has no identity. And so I'll create one, and he's tried to do that. He said, hey, Frank, you're now Sally. And that's been his makeup. And he's been working hard at that with some success, unfortunately. So now there's fake stuff with the flags and everything else, and they're fighting and they're pushing back. Some of the premiers are saying, you do that and I'll do this. And some of them have. The one in Ontario in particular, he's put large percentages in place on tariffs. And all he's done is anger the bear. He's poked the bear. And Trump has come back and said, you guys charge upwards to 300% tariffs on your dairy products, and you have for many, many years. It's upwards, I think, to 340% in some, with some items, and that's not fair. And so we're going to do that to you, and that's what's happening. So you're fighting with a bear. Will you win? You have a stick, and the bear, he's a big guy. So you got to kind of watch what's going on. I mean, President Trump on his True Social, he was very threatening, I guess, to Ontario. He said, hey, you're doing this 25% tariff on electricity. He says, sit down and get ready because I'm changing ours to 50%. And I'm doing this and doing that. And here's the number. Tariffs on dairy products from Canada are 250 upwards to 390%. And again, this has been going on for years. And people are just seeing the bully in Trump. They're not looking at that. That's a staggering number, 390% tariff on eggs and stuff, really? Yes, it's true. I mean, Maxime Bernier was talking about this many years ago, and he's in charge of the People's Party of Canada, and he says, Trump isn't all wrong on this, and he's not, and he's pushing hard, and these people in Canada are pushing back. Maybe they better start looking for somewhere else to sell their eggs. I don't know, but the fighting has to kind of slow down. You got to bring it down a little bit, I think, if you want to have a successful time. On the other hand, look at what Trump does. I mean, he brings the Prime Minister of Ukraine into his office in the White House, and he kicks him out. They fight, and he's kicked out. But now he's back, and they've actually done business now since then. So maybe his negotiation works. I'm going to slap you in the head with a 2x6, and next week you'll want to come back and get hit by a 2x4 because you'll say thanks. I don't know. But something's kind of working, and we don't know that. We don't get to know what's going on in the inside. I do know that Trump's a very good negotiator. He's a very successful businessman. Thank goodness that we have a businessman in charge of a government in North America. Wow. Oh, in California. Jumping here, moving along, keep up. In California, I hike a lot. Every morning I go out and I hike at least an hour, and I go up mountains and different things. And for a long time, there's been this, it's kind of hard to see with my cell phone photo probably, but there's mysteriously, this appears everywhere. It says, Trump, we love Trump. All in mountains, and I'm talking 6:30 in the morning. And caught up to the girl doing it one day, and she had her walking stick, and she does it all the time. And I said, so you like Trump? And she hit the ground. She said, we love Trump. I sang it a song. I thought that was kind of cute. In California, don't you know? Now, Canadians. Canadians have been able to go to the U.S. of A. for 6 months. And they always watch their calendar on holidays, I'm talking. And they say 6 months less a day. If it's 6 months plus a day, they'll kick us out and we potentially go on world income. So that's been a number that's been associated with Canadian travel for many years. Trump now has said you have to register. If he has not said that you can't stay for 6 months. What he has said is if you're here for more than 30 days, you have to register. And Canadians are really upset about this. And I know people who have actually sold their houses, right? And wow. and it's still unclear as to what the actual meaning is or the end game in this, but you have to register. But then the flip is, if you go to the UK or Scotland, anywhere, you have to register now as well. I think that came into play last year. So the US is just kind of following along, maybe. It's not saying that you can't come, but a lot of Canadians are hearing that because of all the tariff stuff. And I don't think it's as bad. I think it'll all get better. I think things will take care of itself. When you want to do something, you want to buy or sell something, and if you're a good negotiator, you'll get the job done and you'll bring everybody back to the table and have a happy ending. Hey, just saying. I'm going to be in different places here. You all should check these online sites. I'm at the NRA convention in April. If you're there, come and say hi to me. The Freedom Fest, that's in Palm Desert. NRA, back to that, is in Atlanta, Georgia. The Freedom Fest, I go every year. It's wonderful. It's a big collection of minds. And they have hundreds of speakers and different things. And Trump used to come to it. I don't know if he'll be there this year or not. But this year, it's being held in Palm Springs, California. And it's in June. Now, lastly, I said in a video, I don't know when, a week ago, that I was thinking about kind of stepping back in August when I get old. And we've had quite a few people send us emails, and we will answer, but I would like to share that if you had an interest in coming on the show, and I'd still come on, be a guest or whatever, but if you had an interest in doing that, send us a video. Do a 5-minute video and act like you're, maybe your format is different than mine. Don't call liberals stupid, even though they are. Oh, you might want to be more polite than me. Do whatever. But if you wanted to do that, please do. Admin@rededition.com. And all you do is do a show on your phone or on your iPad and then go to WeTransfer, WeTransfer.com, and shoot it to admin@. Hey, that'll be that. Politically right is right, left is wrong. Y'all come back. See ya.